Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In with me, Glenn Robertson of Pure Channels. And today I'm delighted to be joined by Sara Yirrell from, well, from kind of the channel, actually. Very well-known journalist, very well-known consulting editor, I believe, at CRN. And pretty much anywhere we kind of look in the channel, Sara's prevalent, and it's an absolute delight to have her with me today. I hope I haven't destroyed your introduction too much, Sara. So if you wouldn't mind taking maybe 20 or 30 seconds of your own to just introduce who you are, what you do, and where you come from.
Sure. Well, it is very confusing, actually, as we were just saying earlier. I'm celebrating my 20th year in the channel in July, which is unbelievable. I can't be that old. So I've been a channel journalist for 20 years. 16 and a half of them were spent on CRN, where I sort of worked my way up through the ranks, and left in 2016 when I was editorial director of CRN. And since then, I've kind of acted as a consulting editor for CRN, but I'm also a freelance journalist. So I'm working with lots of other channel companies. It's all channel, helping them with their content strategies, writing blogs, white papers, case studies, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, very varied.
Fabulous. Thank you, Sarah. And again, thank you for joining us on this. What is essentially, well, certainly here where we are in the UK, a beautifully sunny afternoon. So
Fantastic.
we'll try not to keep you too long, and maybe we can enjoy a little bit of that sunshine afterwards.
All right.
So here we are. Channel drop in, as we say, it's an environment where we just drop in for an informal chat about what's going on. I enjoy surrounding myself with experts and listening to them talk, not me. And really the aim of
Airline.
yeah, right, exactly. I know the tables have turned today
They
slightly.
have.
So yeah, all we do is we set this up with a very initial question, and then we'll all enjoy listening to what you have to say shortly. So Sara, today the question is, given everything that you do and everything that you know and everything that you see and hear, what is it over the last couple of months that you have been seeing and hearing in response to the situation that we're in at the moment? And if you may, what is it that you might be predicting or you might be seeing as we potentially, hopefully soon, head out of it?
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the channel has proved itself to be a fantastic sort of supportive and collaborative place, and innovative as well. What I've sort of heard is fantastic examples of partners that have maybe worked on the Nightingale NHS hospitals. They've worked in record time. They've put amazing things together that's really made a difference during this crisis. And a lot of other people I've been speaking to have been offering free services to key organisations like the NHS to make their lives easier. And I think, you know, you've seen distribution step up. There's been, excuse me, my voice is going for some reason today. There's been hideous shortages of sort of products due to the COVID crisis in the main manufacturing countries. And I think distribution's really stepped up there and made sure that supply chain's kept as fluid as it can be. And also you've seen even vendors have been supporting their partners really well and have been sort of asking them what they need and how they can help. And everyone's really pulled together and it's just been fantastic to see. And I think, you know, that's just how the channel is. It just comes together. There's some great characters. Everybody's sort of very people focused, so they sort of rush themselves to get their own team sorted and make sure that everybody can work from home as efficiently as they can. We've all been plunged into this hideous situation, and I think, you know, everyone's coped really well. So I think we'll see a lot more of that sort of going forward. And as we kind of come out of this, oh God, I hope so, we're seeing everybody's sort of rushing to sort of establish themselves again and get their businesses working and make sure people come in if they want to. They've got that challenge, you know, how are they going to work that? I think that's one of the things people are worried about at the moment. How is it going to work? How are they going to keep their staff happy and safe? I think I've seen quite a few things about mental health as well. You know, this has affected all of us in a very different way. I mean, I'm going stir crazy some days, just wanting to get out and meet people and, you know, just do what I used to do, just feel like I'm trapped, and I'm sure a lot of other people do. So we've got a lot of that to work through as well, how to make sure employees are happy again, how we can sort of help them get through this sort of time and make sure they feel supported, really. So they've got a lot of challenges ahead of them, I think, getting that all sorted. And then obviously they've got to deal with their customers, because their customers all had to rush and make sure that they could have a mobile workforce and a sort of remote workforce as well. So they've got all that to work through as we all come out of this and people realise, oh, maybe we rushed into this too much and we need to reevaluate, you know, the sort of technology that we're using, or we need this kind of equipment. It just, it just depends what comes out of it, really. So there's a few challenges, I think, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely right. I have to agree. I mean, and I know that, you know, I was speaking to Alex Tatum the other day as well, and I think he also shared the sentiment that, you know, the particularly the UK channel has really, really stepped up in terms of coming together and collaborating, as you say, and supporting each other on a number of initiatives that have been in great response to this situation. Mm. What's interesting also, you make the point that Disties have stepped up, vendors have been in great support, and I love the way that you recognise it's actually something that we've been talking a lot about quite recently in terms of vendors understanding more, in brackets, the needs of the partners, because in terms of partner experience, PX obviously, that's an absolute fundamental, and we're certainly starting to see more and more of that. Where vendors are dictating a little less and maybe understanding and being more understanding of the needs of the partners rather than just trying to drive the want of the vendor. Would you say that's fair?
Definitely. I think it's that age-old thing, isn't it? Over the years, you've had various spats between partners and vendors, and vendors have always been accused of not listening. But I think because we've all been plunged in this together, it's not like it's just the partners that are going through this. It's everybody. I think it's made the vendors realise that actually, you know, we do need to listen more. There is a lot more we can do to be more supportive of our partners. And I think as long as that communication keeps going, we'll hopefully go the right way.
Well, I think you're right. This is you know, we've come through that early period of response and reaction, haven't we? And you know, I guess we can only hope that some of these new behaviours that we've been learning. And that we've had to adapt to. Hopefully, some of those new behaviours will leave some of the old habits behind, and start to embrace a new set of habits, which is a much more, as you say, collaborative, a much more inclusive way of working through the channel, not just that kind of old-fashioned, if you like, top-down hierarchy of vendors. Wanting to either dictate, use that word again. Yeah. And maybe that's something that hopefully we can all hang on to as we hopefully drift out of this.
Fingers crossed. I mean, I'm always going on to resellers about, you know, listen to your customers, make sure you know what they actually want. Don't tell them what you think they want, which is still very important. There's going to be a lot of conversations going on, I think, over the next few months about what customers need and how their partners can actually help them. And I think the same goes for the vendors and their partners. You know, they've got to listen to what their resellers want and actually act on it, not play lip service to it, just actually act on it and just talk. I think that's the main thing. I think that's one thing we're doing a lot of at the moment, you know, these video conferencing LARC, which I'm sure some of us are getting absolutely sick of seeing people's faces on screens. But it's so important to keep talking, definitely.
And it's really working, isn't it? You know, because I think, you know, you doing what you've done for, as you say, the last 20 years, you know, you must have been, you know, right in the middle and right at the front to a certain extent of the whole digital transformation piece that everybody's been talking about for, you know, what seems like many, many years now. Have you seen at all, and I say this with a bright smile, but have you seen at all over the last couple of months where maybe some people that have talked about it haven't quite embraced it as much as they should have done? And have we been kind of forced into accepting that digital transformation is really a thing and not just a buzzword?
I think we have. I think there's always been a bit of cynicism whenever you hear a buzzword like digital transformation, which is used so often. I mean, you know, you get to a point when you're writing about it, you think, oh God, not this phrase again, but it's so true and it is happening. And it's a message we've been putting out to our readers for sure, about, you know, making sure that your customers are on that journey with you and making sure you're able to help them on that journey. And I think, you know, the ones that have really embraced that and got ahead of the game are reaping the benefits now. And the ones that were maybe a bit, oh, I don't need to bother with that, they're the ones that are suffering and are sort of behind the curve. So definitely it's definitely happening. Yes.
I liked what you said earlier about, you know, we're going to see a number of companies needing to establish themselves again, or essentially re-establish themselves. And you also touched a little bit on staff well-being and mental health, which is, you know, incredibly important. And again, something that we've definitely seen, I guess, a lot more of over the last couple of months. What do you think is going to be really important in on that side of things going forward, and what's going to become maybe the new normal in taking this maybe, if possible, a little bit more seriously?
Well, I think a lot of people have realised, as we've heard on the news, that, you know, you don't all have to be in the office at the same time, and there is a way of making sure everybody can get their work done remotely. I think there's been that sort of trust that some people didn't have with their employees. I think they're realizing that actually, yes, we can trust them. And if we actually give them that trust, they'll reciprocate and do an even better job than they were doing in the first place. So I think it's, again, it's about listening, listening to what employees want. You know, everybody's juggling so many different roles. You know, you've got parents trying to look after their kids at the moment at home. God knows how long that's going to go on for. So, you know, and we're seeing people on video conference calls now that have got their kids in the background. I mean, can you imagine that at the beginning of the year? That would never have happened.
Exactly.
Or people's animals coming on, you know, jumping on the keyboards or whatever. It's just I think everyone's got a bit more relaxed about things. And I think that will that should continue now, hopefully. Yeah. I think if everyone's more relaxed about stuff like that, it will make things a lot easier. You won't have that guilt about, oh, I can't come into work today, but I'll work from home. Is that okay? You know, and you haven't got that worry about the trains being late, which is a big bugbear of mine anyway. So yeah. I think we're in for quite a few changes in that department.
It's almost, is it? Well, I'll say it is, but maybe it's a question. Is it that we're kind of removing the facade a little? We're letting the barriers down, and actually the more human side is coming out, and we're kind of going, that's all right, actually.
Yeah.
We don't have to pretend anymore.
No, I think it's right. I think it's great. You know, the human side is coming out, and it's not a bad thing to show that you actually care. I think that's, and also I think, you know, I've always been an advocate of positive news wherever I was on CRN. You know, I always wanted that positive news to come through. I think, you know, we've got the national media being very negative about everything at the moment. So the more positive we can be and the more positives we can share with each other, I think that's great. I really do.
And you know, almost as if previously rehearsed, but absolutely it wasn't. On this positive note, I mean, maybe we can talk a little bit around the kind of things that, you know, certainly CRN are doing in order to celebrate positivity. And, you know, maybe in some of the awards, obviously we're just looking at the Women in Channel having been released in the shortlists and things happening at the moment. The SMAs are in flow, and maybe you want to just talk a little bit about that side of celebration. And is it okay to celebrate whilst there's awful lots of, you know, people out there struggling and facing challenge and one thing and another?
It's a hard one, isn't it? I mean, the word celebrate is, you don't want to celebrate and it appear like you're sort of looking down on people that are struggling. You know, there is a lot of innovation going on. There's a lot of positive things still happening. And I think, you know, we don't need to lose sight of that. I think that would be a bad thing to do. With CRN, obviously, we were smack bang in the middle of the SMAs, the entry process, when this crisis hit. So we've gone from planning a physical event with, you know, 500, 600 people coming along in July to this event, to thinking, well, what on earth do we do? Do we carry on? Do we stop them? You know, what do we do? A lot of people did enter, which is fantastic. You know, I'm amazed at the amount of people that did actually enter, you know, considering what they were going through. So there is a desire for this, and I think, you know, CRN has had to work out how on earth we run in awards on a virtual platform. And hopefully, you know, when everyone sees the end result, they'll be pleased with it. It's going to be very different, but same with the women in channel. You know, again, that was going to be a massive face-to-face event, and that's going virtual, I think. So it's it's just a new way of working. That phrase is going to become very buzzwordy very soon, but it is going to be a new way of working for this year, and hopefully next year we can get back to what we do best in having a few drinks in a big room celebrating. You never know.
Yeah, for sure. So your advice is, you know,
keep going,
keep entering, keep being innovative. Maybe we use a word of, you know, something a little bit more towards recognition rather than celebration, even though, you know, it is a time for celebrating, because yes, lots of people are facing challenge and struggle, and yet there are still some quite beautiful and absolutely brilliant stories. And I think we'll probably start to hear of more as we go down the line. And I don't think it's those that always get necessarily advertised or promoted or pushed through the media. There's an awful lot that's probably happening behind the scenes that we don't even know about yet.
Absolutely. I think people will think, our story's not important, but it really is. You know, no matter how small you might think your story is, it's definitely worth just entering it into an awards, you know, shouting about it. You've done something that you should be proud of. Why not tell everybody else about it? That's my motto. You know, I know a lot of firms that are focusing on survival at the moment, and that's absolutely crucial. And I just hope, you know, most people do survive this. I think, you know, with the will of the channel, I think they will. We're obviously going to see a few that won't, unfortunately. But, you know, those that do survive it, you know, we've come through something really serious. And I think, you know, we need to support each other out of it and celebrate, you know, the good things that everyone's done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's a probably a wonderful place to wrap up as well, Sarah. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. It's a wonderful few minutes just spent listening to your insight and your experience, and also, you know, lending a hand, I think, in terms of, you know, in terms of the support that is there through yourself and through CRN on a wider basis. Yes, we can look at recognition and acknowledgement and acceptance. And I think three of your early words kind of summed it up brilliantly. You know, supportive, collaborative, innovative. You know, that is the UK channel.
Yeah.
It's still here. It's still very much happening. And it's still absolutely brilliant in almost all that it does.
Absolutely. Proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly that. So, Sarah, if people would care to do so, what's the best way of getting in touch with yourself?
Drop me a line on LinkedIn. That seems to be the best way of getting hold of me. I'm always on there. It's been a fantastic platform, actually. Or drop me an email at my Incisive Media address, and I'll definitely get back to you one way or the other. But yeah, anything you need, just get in touch. Always available.
Fabulous. Sarah, that's been absolutely brilliant. I've loved it. I know that we're going to enjoy a few more conversations along the way, and I thoroughly look forward to them. But for now, thanks for dropping in. It's been a pleasure, and the very best wishes to you.
Thank you. Same to you, Glenn. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.